This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. For this episode, I share a channeled message about water and the moon and listening to the natural cycles of nature and understanding the metaphysical, metaphorical implications or messages that come from the moon and water, and how we can do Reiki on water and improve our health and our own experiences, and offer more peace and love to this world. I hope you enjoy. So I'm going to be offering a monthly painting workshop starting in January. You can check on my website, sararossiter.com/creativity. And this painting workshop will be very similar to the intuitive painting workshop that I gave in December that allowed us to connect to the consciousness within each of us and express it through painting. So it was called Intuitive Painting, and it was 2 hours, and a bunch of us came together on Zoom. It was really lovely, and I walked us through a guided awareness to connect to our highest selves and to the energy of creativity, and to clear the sacral chakra and allow the energy to flow through our hands and arms. And so we'll do similar exercises each time. So once a month, I invite you to join. And it doesn't have to be every month. It could be sign up in the month that you are able to join. And you can find out more at sararossiter.com/creativity. I'd also like to share that my new course, Creativity and Consciousness, starts on January 19th. And it's a beautiful 10-week offering. I hope you will consider it. The last round was incredible. I had 6 guest speakers that joined us on their own weeks, and I taught several of the courses as well. And the feedback for this course was super positive, and everyone felt transformed and able to connect more deeply with their creativity and learned lots of things about themselves, including how to channel messages for their own benefit. And we also learned so much from the guest speakers. So this time around, I have several that are confirmed, and I will continue to add exciting guest speakers on my website. But so far, we have Laura Michelle Powers, and she's a celebrity psychic, and she really is a creative entrepreneur. She's a singer, an actor, and an artist, and she a comedian and a psychic, and she's just really lovely and has so much insight in how to connect with that part of ourselves that we knew as children, the very creative aspect, and somehow as we grew older, we lost that connection. Then there's Mark Gober, and he teaches about consciousness, both from the spiritual and the social, scientific, and political realms. What is consciousness in our society? How do we talk about it? And how do we understand these metaphysical phenomenon that are so prevalent, but we don't have a lot of words that are acceptable in mainstream society to talk about it? So I think it was so helpful last time for the participants to talk with Mark and listen to his thoughts, because it gave us the tools to start to integrate all of the magical stuff that we're learning and doing, but how to be in this world with others and conceive of ourselves doing something that seems a little outside the norm. And then Thirdly, I have Rebecca Packard, and she is a holistic emotion code and body code practitioner and helps people to release trapped emotions using angelic Reiki and lots of tools that she's developed over the years. She specializes in trauma and past life release and just understanding how these karmic patterns are affecting our lives and choices, even when we try very hard and have all sorts of tools to release ourselves. Sometimes we need additional support to break a cycle. And it's quite amazing how the participants last time felt after doing a group session with her. It was lovely and liberating and profound. So I hope you will join this course. It's primarily for creative people, but perhaps you want to be more creative, and this would be appropriate for you as well. It could be musicians, singers, dancers, writers, podcasters, artists, painters, digital artists, sculptors. There's so many ways that you could engage with this course that would support any creative act that you are involved in or want to be. And sending you so much love from Mexico. You can go to my website, sararoster.com/trainings to learn more. So I wanted to channel a message. A friend of mine just asked me to participate in a panel discussion about how to stay grounded during difficult astrological changes. And it's the full moon right now, and I'm feeling pretty intense. There's so much happening. And so I thought this would be a good opportunity to practice being grounded during a full moon. Calling on my angels and spirit guides, specifically Archangel Michael, Haniel, Zachiel, Azrael, Metatron, Uriel, Jophiel, Shamuel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Aquariel, Seraphiel, Kuan Yin, Joan of Arc, and Saint Germain. Please make this a safe space, increase clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and may whatever comes through be for the highest good of all. Thank you, angels and guides, for bringing me to channel this message and for all of your support. I feel immensely grateful for everything that I've received of late and throughout my lifetimes. Angels and guides, what can you share with us about practices that will support us during intense astrological changes or the full moon? This is a very important topic as we would like you to get more in tune with the cycles of nature, and the moon in particular has a cycle that could support you if you understood it better. Angels and guides, please help me to understand the moon cycles. What is significant about the full moon? The full moon is a time of rest and repose, a time to go within and connect with your heart and do things that are nourishing and nurturing. Allow the star light and moonlight to filter down, sprinkling upon your head and body, upon the earth. Understand your position in relationship to nature and the cosmos. You are a witness of the divine heavens, and you feel the presence of the earth beneath your feet. And when you look at the world and the universe from your perspective, it is unique. So don't take it for granted or underestimate the power that you have as a human to feel the earth and to feel the breeze on your skin and the texture of the trees and the dirt and the water, the leaves. All of these sensations that we become familiar with as an experience of nature are quite profound and unique, and no one else feels them quite the way we do. In addition, in the larger cosmos, other beings don't have the experience that we do of nature. So as you look into the moonlight, understanding her resonance with your heart space, and the more you take care of yourself and nurture your heart, the easier it is to connect with the heart of the moon. The moon is a planet, but it is also a divine teacher for many of us. We have moments when we need support, and looking to the moon for wisdom and knowledge. There's a metaphysical moon, just like there's a metaphysical heart. So it's not the actual moon that you are contemplating, the planet that, looks like white dust, but actually the light that's reflected upon it and the symbolic significance of this planet, the energy of this planet when it reflects the light of the sun. There is a dynamic of reciprocal adaptation to the power of the sun, but reflected from a surface. So there is the quality of a mirror and the quality of a placid, expansive space, similar to the way a mother might respond to children when they are acting out or acting crazy. A mother might calmly connect to her heart and give a clear instruction and be present, allowing the children to adjust to her vibration and frequency, allowing the children to come back to her and feel grounded there. So, just like this example, the moon is an opportunity for us to reflect, become grounded, and connect with our hearts, connect with the vibrational frequency of moon energy, healing, cooling, enlightening. Thank you, angels and guides. That's quite beautiful. I think I will do some paintings of the moon and the moonlight. And the moon is connected to water, so the energy of water and reflection on the ocean of this same light. A sense of distilling the knowledge that you're receiving and allowing that information to filter down through you like moonlight on the water and in the water, connecting with all of the creatures of the aquatic zone and allowing their wisdom to infuse your mind and soul, learning from the beings of Aquarius and the ocean, the great stories of mermaids and mermen and Neptune, Poseidon, and connecting with the energy of the ocean as a healing balm upon our planet, and how we participate in the healing. And when we connect with water, water holds the frequency of life, and that water can also heal us and carry our intentions. So today at the store, I found some water for sale after I've really been struggling with finding good water here in Mexico. And this water, as I read the label, said that it was made with vibrations of love and that they believe love is transforms water and water can carry this vibration. And I thought that was wonderful. And of course, I bought it, but I was surprised to read that because not everyone talks about how water can hold the frequency of your intention. Angels and guides, what more can I say about this? So, your intentions, if they are right, then water will brightly carry this through. There's a opportunity when you connect with water to say a prayer and whisper and allow this intention of love and light to transform the water around you. So if you encounter water, drinking water that is not feeling bright and light or has been in a plastic bottle for some time, you can basically do Reiki on the water and set an intention to send Reiki to the water, blessing it with the frequency of love and peace, and the water will hold this message. And then when you drink it, it will infuse your body with that same message and lightness of being. So really understanding the power of the moon, of Reiki, of water, as these reflective, transmittable vehicles for healing. And this is the same with our bodies. Some large percentage of us is water. And what we tell ourselves has such power. I am worthy. I am divine. If you repeat that to yourself all day long, you will have a very different experience than if you say negative things or repeat other people's thoughts or listen or allow their empathic energy to take over your thinking. So be very conscious of your boundaries energetically and what you allow into your mind and into your body. Your energetic field is controlled by water. So remembering to heal the water within, offering yourself Reiki or asking someone else to give you Reiki to support the energetic field of your body, the liquidity of love and light. The nature of water is so healing, but it can be corrupted very easily through our thoughts and actions. So constantly returning to thoughts that are loving, intentions that are clearing, and allowing our highest self to speak truthfully through our mouths and hold our energetic beings to be precious and divine. And viewing others this way as well, as you look around you, maybe in reflection of your day, you can reflect on the souls that you came across today, and you may have seen some of their faults or their unkind actions or dark energy, but you can also focus on the beauty in each one and honor the frequency and the vibration of love and light that is potential for all of us. Looking through these beautiful eyes that almost reflect what the moon might see if it shined down upon this person and upon you. Allowing ourselves to transmit the energy of the moon and water, love and light, love and light. All these things are possible. All these things are possible. Sending you love and blessings. Namaste. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.